I'll introduce this. Mm-hmm. Are you ready?
Mm-hmm.
So, Robert, you know that we are members of the Students Association,
mm-hmm.
and you know we're here today to decide who to choose as the best candidate for the post of language assistant for next year. Now, I know that you've been doing your research for candidates, and I know that you've shortlisted a few candidates, but the person that I like the most is called Penny Dunkley. I think you've seen her CV. Maybe you haven't seen her CV, but let me just maybe communicate some of her skills.
Yeah, I think it's a very good candidate.
Oh, you do? But I haven't told you anything about her yet.
Because I have heard about...
you heard about her, okay. Nice.
But I think that a better candidate for me is Patricia Murray.
I haven't heard about her. Tell me a bit about her.
She's 45 years old. He's a British teacher. He's got plenty of experience and
It's funny that you're talking about experience, because I was thinking we should maybe look for somebody with less experience that we can mold a bit more.
I mean, you got a point there, but I'm not convinced about that matter, because I think that one thing is to mold, and another thing is to the capacity to work, the expertise. I think that experience is a crucial factor in this matter. I think that it's vitally important, the fact that she's got a lot of experience.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, look, Penny is 25, so she's old. She's younger than your candidate, but she's got a lot of energy. She's American, and she's fluent in Spanish. I think that's a big positive aspect.
I accept that. But not only the fact of speaking Spanish is enough. I mean, although he's got a lot of plenty of energy, I think that. Patricia has also, with 45 years old,
at the age of 45.
At the age of 45, is very. She's very energetic as well.
Energetic
as well, and she can easily do whatever she proposes.
Proposes. I mean, one of the drawbacks I think about Penny is that she's only ready to work from Tuesday to Thursday, because she, you know, she's just arrived in Spain. And she wants to enjoy the long weekends, you know. So I think it's a bit cocky of her to suggest that. But, you know, that's what we're working with. So we are looking for a language assistant, so maybe we don't need her all the time.
I think it's much more better because...
it's much more what?
It's better.
It's much better.
Much better Murray.
To
employ Murray, because she's willing to work from Monday to Friday, and I think we have no problem. Or she's not, even though she's hoping to work extra hours, so we won't have problem about that.
We won't have problems with that.
With that
or about that. What about in terms of technology? Because I know Penny's quite clued up on technology.
I have to admit that Patricia Murray is a technophobe, and this could be a very big handicap. It could be a very
big handicap. I don't know why you
handicap or hindrance.
Okay, yeah, I totally agree with you there. You know, in this day and age, you know, in today's society, we you know. Technology is of paramount importance.
Mm-hmm.
So if you haven't got what it takes, you know, in terms of technology, then it's a bit of a challenge, really, to consider Patricia. I'm not sure. But then again, Penny's got problems with migraines.
That could be a big disadvantage for her. Patricia Murray have a very healthy... Murray has a healthy lifestyle.
So that's pretty good.
That's pretty good, because she's not going to miss classes.
So we can count on her.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, it seems like we can't really count on Penny in that sense.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, Penny's single. I don't know why she's told us that. And she wants to socialize with students outside of school. What do you think about that?
I think it could be a disadvantage as well. Because I mean, you do not. I mean, one thing is to have to be the teacher, and the other thing is to be a friend of the I mean, we should keep the distance with the students.
Well, I think it's downright unacceptable. I think, you know, there should be no mixing of business and pleasure.
Okay. Yeah.
And you know, these students are teenagers between, you know, they're not much younger than her, but I think that's inappropriate. I mean, we don't want relationships happening on our premises.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, regarding Patricia Murray, for instance, she has a limited social life, and she's living with her parents. So
she's living with her parents?
She's been her aging parents with her.
But that could be a problem. I mean,
yeah,
what if they get ill?
Yeah, that could be also a handicap. That could be a disadvantage as well. You have to take into consideration that in order to, if we want to contact her. Yeah.
So, I mean, taking all these factors into consideration, you've listened to, you know, details about my candidate. Who do you think we should choose?
All in all, I think we should choose Patricia Murray because she's because of the experience and because of the healthy lifestyle, which I consider of paramount importance.
Yeah, look, I mean, that seems like a bit of a cop-out to me. You know, I don't think you're really considering my candidate at all here.
Yeah, I'm considering as well. But I think the thing that he's going to socialize with the students is a big hindrance. It's an insurmountable hindrance.
Okay, I mean, so for you, she's a write-off because of that, yes?
Yeah.
She's a write-off.
A write-off, okay.
All right, well, listen, you know, I think taking that into account, I think I agree with you.
Mm-hmm.
Can
okay.
you finish it off?
Yeah, okay, we can contact Patricia Murray if you don't have anything against, yeah.
Okay, so it's a bit of a dry ending. I mean, I would maybe say something like, okay, so we'll contract Patricia Murray, we'll give her a 3-month trial period and see how she goes, and if everything goes well, we'll continue with the contract or extend her contract.
Okay.
And if not, we will return to looking for alternative candidates.
Okay.
But excellent.
Oh, no, I need